Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you 2 hours plus of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music, kicking off with a new release from this, the Giggleswick Temperance Band, with The King of the Cannibal Islands. King of the Cannibal Islands, the Fiery Clockface and the Bladen Races, the Giggleswick Temperance Band, of which I am the banjo player. A bit previous with that last phrase there. The album, From the Lion's Den, has been released as a fundraiser to raise money for the Settle Free Folk Gathering, which takes place this coming week. More about that later on. This is a programme of new releases, some of which are late to me for various reasons, but a track I haven't played yet from the recent Christy Moore CD, On the Road, Disc 1, is this one, Ordinary Man, one of Christy's classic tracks. Just listen to the audience on this. They know every single word of the song.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family in my home. They said the times are hard, and they handed me my cards. They said there's not the work to go around. When the whistle blows, the guests will find the little loaves. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down, then they'll tear it down. I never missed a day, never went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served a Mexico. Now with a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and the good. The owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still smokes his cigar and he drives a brand new car. Still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. It seems to me a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. And now me check is spent, I can't afford the rent. There's one love for the rich, one love for the poor. Every day I try to salvage some of me pride, to find some works as I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. So condemned I stand, an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watch me darling wife trying to make the best of life. God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we're faced with this human waste, generations cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You strip me of my dignity and pride. You strip me.
Well, there is just nobody like him ever. Ordinary Man from Christy Moore's recent album On the Road, and that's from Disc 1. It's a great CD set, well worth getting your grubby little mitts upon. Now let's have another track from Steve Tilston's new album, Distant Days, in which he revisits a lot of his classic tracks. Recorded a couple of months back, but his voice is still as good as it ever was, and a slightly different feel to it as a more mature person, as I think Steve would agree. This is his new version of his own classic song, Life Is Not Kind to the Drinking Man.
Tread was never straight or leading anywhere. Time was spent down in the dust or trying to tread the air. And all those promises of youth have long soaked in the floor, spilling drinks and tables as you try to find the door. Try to find the door. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Each and every morning's crack of thunder splits your head, wishing you could flee yourself or maybe wake up dead. And outside on the waste ground, hear the children playing ball. Once you two could run those rings, but now you barely crawl. Now you barely crawl. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Now that there is joy in laughter in a tumbler swiftly drained, who's to say no problem solved or flash of truth is gained? For there's a point in every day when that balance hangs just right, and your tongue may tease the mysteries from the deep and darkest night. Darkest night. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Way back home.
Life is not kind to the drinking man, Steve Tilston, from his new album Distant Days. Now, for years I've been saying that what is really needed is a great album of totally traditional songs done by somebody with a great voice who understands them. And it's happened. The young woman, Kelly Oliver, who I've long had a great deal of admiration for, has gathered Phil Beer, Luke Jackson, Lucas Drinkwater, Jamie Francis, Toby Scheer and Evan Carson around her, and she's released an album called Botany Bay, a collection of great versions of traditional songs, from which this is the title track.
get bound for Botany Bay.
Kelly Oliver with the title track from her superb new album Botany Bay. I'll play another track from that later on in the show, I guarantee. Now, I suggested to Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly that they call their new album The Elephant's Baby because it was that long in gestation. I don't know how many years I've been waiting for it. Probably 9 or 10 years, maybe more, I don't know. Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly, two giants of the Irish music scene, particularly the Manchester Irish music scene. Mike McGoldrick, of course, a great piper and flute player, and Desi Donnelly, one of the world's great fiddle players. The two lads have been playing together for so many years that they can read each other's minds. It's obvious from the next track that the instinctive rapport that is between them is just purely beautiful. Their new album, which is very stripped down and bare, is called Dog in the Fog, and this is a set called The Galty Rangers, Meet You Down the Station, and Dog in the Fog. Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly, giving it large. Three great reels there from the new album from Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly. The album's called Dog in the Fog, and that was the Gulty Rangers, Meet You Down the Station, and the title track. Brilliant playing, like I said before. The two guys, you couldn't get a visiting card between them. They're so tight. Beautiful playing. Now, the set of tunes I started this programme with comes from an album called From the Lion's Den, and it's a compilation album, and all the people on it are regulars at the folk session, which takes place every other Thursday in the Golden Lion in Settle in the Yorkshire Dales, which is the sort of, I suppose, the spiritual home of folk music in the area to some extent. And there's going to be a huge festival starting on Thursday night, going on until Sunday night this week, and it's free, completely free, and to finance it, to make sure that all the artists get paid, none of the volunteers do, we do it for nought, to raise the money. Over the years, we do Kaylee's, we have sessions, and we have fundraising concerts. And also, we made this album. It is only available online, or if you come down to Settle for the folk festival itself. So if you want it online, just go to Settle Folk Gathering, and you can buy it for 10 quid plus P&P. I'm going to play you another track now from The Lion's Den. This is Kevin McSherry, one of our regulars at the pub, with his version of the great blues song Trouble in Mind. Andrew Service on acoustic bass and some bloke called Mike on blues harmonica.
I'm going down to the river. I'm going to take me my old rocking chair. If the breeze don't get me, I'm going to rock away my clay. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay down my head on some lonesome railroad lines. Let that 6-5 special pacify my mind. Well, trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Well, I love all you pretty women. I love you until you go insane. But I don't love you enough to give any one of you my name. Well, trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. But the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Well, trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Lovely stuff. Karen Grandel-Park, by the way, on backing vocals there. And that was Kevin McSherry with Trouble in Mind from the album From the Lion's Den, a fundraiser for the Settle Folk Gathering. I'll play a track or two from that further on in the show. Now, Femi Gao is a harpist, a pianist, a composer. She's got a rake of fine albums to her credit. And her latest album is, in my humble opinion, absolutely superb. I love this next track. It's got a delicacy and a depth about it. And I don't know, it just feels so absolutely right. And I love the title too. This is Femi Gao from her album Beyond the Milky Way with a track called The Peace Farmer. Wonderful Scots musician Femi Gao there with her own composition, The Peace Farmer. And that's from her beautiful new album, Beyond the Milky Way. Now, Ed Pickford is one of our greatest singer-songwriters ever. His songs like Johnny Miner, Pound a Week Rise have become classics of the folk canon. And I'm going to play you a track now from a new double album out called The Hooky Mat Project, which has got Northeast singers of various kinds singing songs by Ed Pickford. The track I'm going to play you is from volume one of this 2-CD set, The Hooky Mat, and it's by George Shovlin and George Lamb, a brilliant, rootsy, rough version of Ed Pickford's classic song, I Could Hew, which means I could hew coal. At one time, I could cut coal, hack it out of the seam. It's the lament of an old miner, thrown on the scrap heap, as in fact they all were. I
prime. Yeah, I look at you. I was you and all the time. I mean, you and it are through. Not you and it are through. I've lived down flat and shriveled cool. Yeah, I look at you. My eyes did smart in the dirt-filled hole. Now you and this are through, through. Now you and this are through. Worked with Marit and they were men. Yeah, I could you. There were men and sons of men. Now me, you and it are through, through. Now you and it are through. And all that world was made by men. Yeah, yeah, could you. We may dust on now again. I mean, you and this are through, through. Now you and this are through. It's soon that Pitney Mare I'll see. Yeah, could you. I've carried it round inside of me. Now me, you and this are through, through. Now me, you and this are
after dark, that the blackleg miner creeps to work. With his moleskin pants and his dirty shirt, there goes a blackleg miner. So join the union while you may, don't wait until you die in pay. That may not be so far away, you dirty blackleg miner. It's axes, gear and duny goes to haul the coal that lies below. There's no woman in this tin row, a look at a blackleg miner. So join the union while you may, don't wait until you die in pay. That may not be so far away, you dirty blackleg miner. Until I can kneel the cycle mine, but across the road they stretch a line. To catch the throat and break the spine, oh, a dirty blackleg miner. So join the union while you may, don't wait until you die in pay. That may not be so far away, you dirty blackleg miner. And Delaval is a terrible place, to rub wet mud in a blackleg's face. And across the heath they run off the race, to catch the blackleg miner. Join the union while you may, don't wait until you die in pay. That may not be so far away, you dirty blackleg miner. Now tack your gear and duds as well, hoy them down the pit, oh hell. Off you go and fare you well, you dirty blackleg miner. So join the union. Far away, you dirty blackleg miner. So
songs back to back about coal mining there. That was the Blackleg Miner from George Duff's new album, The Collier Laddie. George Duff is widely regarded, quite rightly, as one of Scotland's finest singers and interpreters of traditional Scots songs. His debut CD is called The Collier Laddie, and that, for my money, is a cracking version of the old song, The Blackleg Miner. Before that, you heard George Shovelin and George Lamb with I Could Hew, the Ed Pickford song, and that's from a compilation double CD set of the songs of Ed Pickford, sung by various Northeast singers. Well worth getting your little mitts on. If you want information on that CD or any other CD or track or artist you've heard on this show, then go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists that have ever appeared on this site. Now, there's a young woman singer from the southwest of England called Kitty McFarlane, who's been making some really agreeable waves recently. She's got her first full album out called Namer of Clouds, and it's got some wonderful tracks on it, including a great version of her own song, Wrecking Days, which first brought her to my attention, and this, a wonderful treatment of the Gerard Manley Hopkins poem in Versnade. Just have a listen to this and see what you think of what she's done, making, I think, a beautiful song out of a wonderful poem. It's Kitty McFarlane.
This darksome band horseback brown is roll, roll, Cairo roaring down, and coop and in coop the fleece of his foam flutes and low to the lake falls home. And what would the world be once bereft of wet and of wildness? Let them be left, oh let them be left, wildness and wet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet.
Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet. Amen to that. Kitty McFarlane from her new album, a new full CD, Namer of Clouds, with the Gerard Manley Hopkins in Versnade, which she has set to music. And done it beautifully, in my humble opinion. Now, two of the stalwarts of the sessions in the Golden Lion in Settle are Sam and Elaine Bracken. And they're on the new album From the Lion's Den too. This is a cracking version of Deep River Blues, which the sleeve notes, written by me, have got wrong, because it's Sam on lead vocal and slide guitar, it's Rosie Clegg on banjo, Andrew Service on acoustic bass, and it's Elaine on Bowron, and not, as I wrongly put it on the sleeve notes, Gay Woolard. So, many apologies to all concerned. It's Sam and Elaine Bracken with a cracking version of Deep River Blues. Yes, sir. Deep River Blues, Sam and Elaine Bracken, the album From the Lion's Den, which is really only available from the website. So go to the Settle Folk Gathering website, and for 10 measly pounds, you can get yourself an album, 13 tracks of fabulous folk music, including, I hate to say this, but I do a song on it as well. So there you go. So 12 tracks of good stuff, and me. And it's only 10 quid. And every time you buy one of those albums, a kitten doesn't die. How about that? From the Lion's Den is the name of the album, and look for it at the Settle Folk Gathering website. The festival takes place this weekend. People like Mary Hell, Church Fitters, Karen Grandall Park, Reg Muros, Charlie Dore, loads and loads of great people, Drop the Floor, brilliant bands, brilliant sessions, free workshops on spoons, fiddle, whistle, dadgad guitar, loads of stuff, and it's all for free in the little market town of Settle. Good stuff. Now, Duncan McCrone started off playing a Tommy Steele plastic guitar, as we all did, in the 60s, but he's now bought himself a really good Martin guitar and surrounded himself by great musicians like Rab Noakes, Sandy Breacon, Katrina McKay, Finlay MacDonald, Chris Stout, loads of other people, and he's recorded a wonderful album called Land of Gold. And from it, this is a song by fellow Scot Eric Bogle, one of Eric's classics, I think. Here's Duncan McCrone with If Wishes Were Fishes.
I wish I was home again, home in my heart again. It's been a long time since my heart spoke to me. Wasting my precious days, wishing my life away. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. I wish I was young again, my song still to be sung again. The sweet tunes of my youth have gone sour and off-key. Wasting my precious time, writing my tired old rhymes. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea. If wishes were fishes, I know where I'd be, casting my net in the dark rolling sea. And if my net's empty when it comes back to shore, I'll throw it away and go fishing.
Days, wishing my life away. If wishes were fishes, we'd all cast nets in the sea.
Brilliant version there of a great song. Eric Bogle, of course, wrote the song, and that's Duncan McCrone with his version of If Wishes Were Fishes, and that's from the album Land of Gold. Cracking album, full of great stuff like that. That song just reminds me again, as if I would ever forget, how Eric Bogle is without any doubt one of the world's greatest singer-songwriters. I'm going to play another track from the new Kelly Oliver album, Botany Bay, now, and this is her version, a cracking version, of the traditional song, The Bold Fisherman.
Fishing for your own sweet sake, all down the river clear. He drove his boat towards the side, which was his full intent. Then he laid hold of her lily white hand, and down the stream they went. And he pulled off his morning gown and threw it o'er the sea. And there she spied the robes of gold all hanging down his knee. And on her bended knee she fell.
Botany Bay, that was The Bold Fisherman, Kelly Oliver. Beautiful voice there, and a great arrangement. Now, Giggleswick featured at the head of this show in the shape of the Giggleswick Temperance Band, open brackets, lapsed, close brackets, of which I am the banjo player. Giggleswick also features now in this next track from the new Rachel McShane and the Cartographers album. It's called Waltzing at Giggleswick. And it's followed by The Ginger Cat Monster. And I have the album in front of me. Waltzing at Giggleswick, what does she say, the lass? The first tune was written for the 10th anniversary of a charity called Music and People that I am patron of. They're in a lovely summer school in Yorkshire in a place called Giggleswick, which is just up the road from Wigglesworth. The Ginger Cat Monster, the second tune, was written by Julian and named, as his tunes often are, by his daughter Maria, who loves cats and monsters. Well, so do I. Here's Rachel McShane and the Cartographers with Waltzing at Giggleswick and the Ginger Cat Monster.
Thank you.
Well, that's Rachel McShane and the Cartographers from their album When All Is Still. And the track you just heard was Waltzing at Giggleswick and the Ginger Cat Monster. Now, not only is Kevin McSherry one of the singers on the From the Lion's Den album featuring the folk talent of Settle in the Yorkshire Dales, he also has a new album out in his own right called You Know Me. Loads of great songs on it, all written by Kevin, including this one, which is called All by the Quay. And it's about Irish migrant workers coming over to work in the Yorkshire Dales, most often shaving the fields as temporary mowers during the haytime, for which they were known as the July Barbers, believe it or not. Many of the men came from counties Mayo and Donegal, and they came each year and stood to be hired in the various towns like Hawes, just up the valley from where I'm sitting at the moment. Well, Kevin's written a song about leaving Ireland to go and work in another place where people, as he says, were frequently much less welcoming. I think it's a beautiful song, but let's see what you think from the album You Know Me. This is Kevin McSherry with All By The Quay.
All by the quay, in Belfast City, I boarded a ship and was on my way. I left my home, my wife and my family, to cut hay in England and send home my pay. Among the pigs, the sheep and the cattle, I played a jig and I passed the day. The moon did rise over country and castle as we sailed into Morecambe Bay. But it's not the way that I'd spend me life, boys. I'd rather be back with me wife and me kin. But as long as the rich spend their lives getting richer, I'd always be following the wreck where it's in. From Heesham Port to Lancaster City is a fine old step on a moonlit night. But with no warm words to welcome Paddy, I slept neath the hedge in the cold starlight. On the next day's hike onto the hirings, I fell in with a giant called Kevin O'Shea. He'd taken 2 weeks to travel from Galway with a fine pair of horses and a gig to trade. But it's not the way that I'd spend me life, boys. I'd rather be back with me wife and me kin. But as long as the rich spend their lives getting richer, I'll always be following the work where it's in. I worked all summer for a man named Farrah. Me and a fella from County Tyrone, we cut and carried the hay from his meadows and stacked it high in his barns of stone. And over the meadows the curlews were calling, the lapwings tumbled by lambs and by ewes. At home the same sounds usher the spring in, the same old sounds but a different view. But it's not the way that I'd spend me life, boys. I'd rather be back with me wife and me kin. But as long as the rich spend their lives getting richer, I'll always be following the work where it's in. We cut the tall grass in the morning right early, had it turned and shaken out by the bright midday. In the evening light, before dew was falling, we forked it to field cocks to spread next day. And all this while, my own land was tended by my sweet wife Maggie, my children three. My dad, God bless him, will help bring the oats in, the potatoes we planted will wait for me. But it's not the way that I'd spend me life, boys. I'd rather be back with me wife and me kin. But as long as the rich spend their lives getting richer, I'll always be following the word where it's in.
Beautiful song, Kevin McCherry, from his album You Know Me, with his own song, All By The Key, and the whistles and various other things, including the Ealing pipes that were played on that track, were all played by our local multi-talented and multi-instrumentalist genius, young Sam Lawrence, an amazing musician. Now, in these new releases shows, I always try to bring you fresh and up-to-the-date material that's just arrived. In the case of this next track, I'm afraid it only arrived a couple of weeks back when I went to see the wonderful band Outside Track at the local hall in Settle. And Teresa Horgan, who plays flute and sings with the band, gave me this album, which she'd recorded a couple of years back with the great guitarist Matt Griffin. The album, I think, is totally beautiful. Teresa's in fantastic voice, and of course, as I said, she plays flute with the Outside Track as well as sings. She's a terrific musician also. The album is called Brightest Sky Blue, and this is their version of the beautiful traditional song Fair Flowers of the Valley.
Sweetly. He showed the eldest his weapon knife, O fair flowers of the valley. Will you go with me or lose your life? And the birds they sang so sweetly. Oh, I'd rather that I lose my life, O fair flowers of the valley, before I'd be a robber's wife, and the birds they sang so sweetly. Then with his knife so keen and sharp, O fair flowers of the valley, he pierced that maiden through the heart. Birds they sang so sweetly. He showed the second his weapon knife, O fair flowers of the valley. Will you go with me or lose your life? And the birds they sang so sweetly. Oh, I'd rather that I lose my life, O fair flowers of the valley, before I'd be a killer's wife. And the birds they sang so sweetly. Then with his knife so keen and sharp, O fair flowers of the valley, he pierced that maiden through the heart, and the birds they sang so sweetly. Thank you. I will never be your wife, O fair flowers of the valley. Nor do I fear to lose my life and the birds they sang so sweetly. For I have a brother in these woods, O fair flowers of the valley. For many years an outlaw bold, and the birds they sang so sweetly. Before he'd let me be your wife, O fair flowers of the valley, he'd quickly take away your life, and the birds they sang so sweetly. O sister dear, what have I done, O fair flowers of the valley? For now I know I'm your brother John, and the birds they sang so sweetly. He put his knife against his heart, O fair flowers of the valley. And from his sister he did part, and the birds they sang so sweetly.
Teresa Horgan and Matt Griffin from the album Bright is Sky Blue with Fair Flowers of the Valley, which is, of course, another version of the song The Two Sisters. Beautiful, beautiful track. Now, what can I say about this next part? Duck Soup. What can I say about them? What can I say? Dan Quinn on melodeon and vocals, who also plays in a duo with Will Duke. Ian Keary on bass, mandolin, tipple, jew's harp, dobro and piano, and Adam Bushell, who plays marimba, phono fiddle, which is a fiddle neck with a sort of loudspeaker stuck on it and no body. He also plays saw, mandolin and triangle. The three of them, when they get together, don't just make great music, they also have a lot of fun, and they give people a lot of fun as well. They've got a new album out called Everything And... dash, dash, dash. So here are Duck Soup from that album with a song about what happens when kings and others believe their own publicity. King Canute, followed by the Little Black Moustache.
King Canute had courtiers many a one, and flatterers not a few. And they told King Canute that under the sun there was naught that he could not do. Then out spake Canute, quite well I trow, monarch and king are we. Wend you with me to the beach below, we will gaze on the glorious sea. To the beach below he royally strode, and sat himself on the sand. And he cried to the billows as onward they rode, hasten back, it is my command. Yet onward rolling on the billows came, stopping not in their race. Scornfully flinging their angry foam in the monarch's blushing face. Then up rose the king with scorn on his brow, as the billows rushed by his chair. And he cried to his courtiers, still whispering low, full of shame and contrition there. Go, flatterers, go ye hence, away be gone, wiser be from this day. Mark you this lesson, there is but one whom the wind and the waves obey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, once I had a charming beau, I loved him dear as life. I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife. When I would be his wife, when I would be his wife. I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife. He came to see me Sunday night, he stayed till almost three. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. As well as he loved me, as well as he loved me. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. His pockets, they were lined with silk, and oh, we cut a dash. A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache. A little black moustache, a little black moustache. A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache. He said we'd live in grandest style, for oh, we'd lots of cash. And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache. That charming black moustache, that charming black moustache. And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache. But then there came an old, old maid, she owned her weight in gold. She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old. And 59 years old, and 59 years old. She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old. And now they live in grandest style in yonder mansion old. She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold. He married for her gold, he married for her gold. She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold. So ladies, listen while I sing, don't ever be so rash. Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache. The little black moustache, the little black moustache. Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
Well, there you go. Make of it what you will. I think it's wonderful. Wonderfully potty. Eccentric as only, I think, the English can ever be. Beautiful stuff. That was Duck Soup there with King Canute and the Little Black Moustache from their album Everything and dot dot dot. Now, Eliza Carthy and Norma Waterson, of course, are mother and daughter from the famous Waterson family, one of the first families of folk. Their contribution to the English folk scene, well, to the world folk scene, can never be exaggerated. They've done so much great work and brought so much joy to so many, many thousands and thousands of people. Eliza and Norma have made a new album together. It's a sort of follow-up to their previous album together, Gift. This one is called Anchor, Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy, featuring the Gift Band. And from it I've picked this track, which appeals to me most directly because it's a beautiful version of the Tom Waits song Strange Weather. All over the world, strangers talk only about the weather, when so many more, darker things are going on.
Take me across the channel, London Bridge is falling down. Stranger woman tries to save what a man will try to drown. And it's the rain that they predicted, it's the forecast. Every time the roses died because you picked it, I believe that brandy's mine. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. It's getting flatter, and the sky's falling all around. Oh, and nothing is the matter, for I never cry in town. And a love like ours, my dear, is best measured when it's done. And I never buy umbrellas, 'cause there's always one around. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. It's the same, and you know that it's beginning, and you know that it's the end, and once again we are strangers, and the fire comes rolling in.
From the album Anchor, Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy featuring the Gift Band. That was the Tom Waits track Strange Weather, lead vocals, of course, of Norma Waterson. A cracking version of a great song. Now, teachers of excellence are very rare indeed. And Angela Usher, who was previously known to many of you as Angela Durkin, is just such a person. She's an inspired and inspirational teacher. She's gathered together an amazing group of young musicians from the Irish community in Manchester, and she's inspired them over many years and has turned out so many, many virtuosi in her time. She's made a new album herself. I think this is her first solo album. The album is called The Gort Mile, and this is Angela on banjo with Tom and Bridge, The Jug of Punch, and The Trip to Douro. Fine, fine musicianship, and a great set of tunes. Just cop your whack for this.
Thank you.
Nice set of tunes there. The Jig, Thumb and Bridge, followed by Two Reels, A Jug of Punch and The Trip to Duro. That comes from the new album from Angela Usher, The Gort Mile. If you're into great traditional Irish music, then do get hold of that album. It's wonderful. Now, I've already played you one track, at least, from Misshaped Pearl's new album, Shive Light. I'm going to play you another one now, which is called Queen May. It's strange because the sleeve notes claim that it was written by Bruce Cockburn. Well, it may have been recorded by him, but I'm sure it's another version of the traditional song All Bells in Paradise, which is about the Virgin Mary finding Jesus lying as a wounded knight on a bed in a castle. It's a sort of, I don't know, it compounds medieval myths with the story of Christ. Down in yon forest there stands a hall, the bells of paradise, I heard them sing. It's covered all over with purple so tall, it says here, but it's actually covered all over with purple and pall. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to argue about the source of the song because it is really, really beautiful. This is Misshaped Pearls from the album Shive Light with Queen May.
Feet there grows a thorn. It blooms its white blossom since the day he was born.
Great band, Misshaped Pearls there, from their new album, Shive Light, and the song Queen May, which, as I said, I believe is a version of All Bells in Paradise, or The Bells of Paradise. Beautiful stuff. Now, the Melrose Quartet. What can I say about them? Their new album, Dominion, is an absolute cracker, and I've managed to get my grubby little hands on a copy. I only had one track before, which I've already played for you, and I'm now going to play you a traditional song which I've never ever heard in my life before. This is the Melrose Quartet from their new album Dominion with a song called Wear Out Mother, not W-E-A-R but W-A-R-E. Let's see what you think of this.
Nightmare's mother had of navvies in the cellar and dark eyes looking through the window outside. How we used to vex her, how we used to taunt her, how we would laugh and chant to her dismay. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. Mother heard there was to be a river builded just a stone's throw away from the window outside. How we hugged each other as we told our mother, it's a canal, there'll be navigators too. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. We told mother we see barges full of jewels and wondrous things past the window outside. But where's this river from? We said it flows from China. Woe thought mum, there'll be alligators too. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. One night Jimmy led the navvies into town and they looked like beggars through the window outside. There were navvies in the alehouse, arguments and street fights. Mother was delicate, she stayed in bed all week. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. One night Jimmy had a gentle way with words and more pairs of hands than was decent, all right. Will you come along me, saucy little Susie? Just let me put a few arms around your waist. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. Soon our mother saw the navvy with her daughter and she locked her up in the cellar downstairs. Do you get along me, naughty filthy hussy, else I'll put this stick about your back. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. Jim gave a wink, or it might have been a blink, and he organized a tunnel neath the window outside. Not a body saw them, then they struck foundations. Right, thought Jim, I shall blow a little hole. Where at mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside. A muffled bang and there was dust and rubble everywhere, and Jim was in the cellar of his Susie once more. How they hugged each other, yet no one told our mother. She still has her dreams, yet she's never learnt the truth. Whereat, mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window. Whereat, mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window. Whereat, mother, there's a navvy in the cellar and two more looking through the window outside.
Well, Jess Arrowsmith and Richard Arrowsmith, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, who together comprise the Melrose Quartet, and that song about navvies and crocodiles in the cellar comes from their new album, Dominion, and a cracking song it is too. Well, it takes all sorts, as my old grandmother used to say. Now, I've for a long time been a great admirer of the talent and the truth of Karine Polwart, for my money, one of the finest and most important singers and songwriters these islands have ever produced. I particularly loved her last album and book, Wind Resistance, which has received a great deal of critical acclaim, and rightly so. Well, she's working on a new project called Laws of Motion, whose subject matter spans things like World War II, Holocaust survivors, Japanese migrants, nuclear warfare, and even President Trump. There's only one track available at the moment for people to listen to. You can find it on her website and on YouTube. It is a beautifully delicate piece of work called Ophelia. And Karine says, when the easternmost Atlantic hurricane ever hit the British Isles, it brought with it Saharan sand and an uncanny light. Meantime, deadly wildfires ravaged Galicia and Portugal, causing black ash to fall as far north as Tallinn in Estonia. Isn't it time we started acting as if we're actually sharing the same earth and the same air? This is Karine Polwart with Ophelia.
Hissing in the forest, down where the eucalyptus burns and burns, we forget about here we are and we're alive.
From her forthcoming album Laws of Motion, Corinne Polnareff there with, well, what can you say? A stunning, stunning song. Ophelia. I'm going to stay north of the border in Scotland and play a track from a new album by Martin Lennon, who's a singer, songwriter, and also a very fine graphic artist. The album is called Fish. It's got an absolutely cracking cover. If you want to find out what it looks like, go to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and click on the link that you'll find there to Martin's own website. You'll be able to see his album cover. As I just said, the album is called Fish, and from it, this is a really, really sad song called No More Whiskey. I mean, how sad can you get?
No more whiskey in the bottle. Glasses are empty, all the barrels are dry. No more whiskey in the bottle. Just gonna cry at the moon. No more whiskey in the bottle. Even the dogs are barking at shadows. No more whiskey in the bottle. I'm just gonna howl at the moon. You went away, you took it all I ever owned. You even took the cat, so now I really am alone. No more whiskey in the bottle. Tonight's gonna take a week to get over. No more whiskey in the bottle. I'm just gonna be at the moon. You took it all I ever owned. You even took the dog, so now I really am alone. And there's no more whiskey in the bottle. I can't sit still and I can't lie sleeping. No more whiskey in the bottle. I'm just gonna swear at the moon. There's no more whiskey in the bottle. The glasses are empty, all the barrels are dry. No more whiskey in the bottle. I'm just gonna swear at, gonna stand and swear at, I'm gonna swear at the moon.
Well, you can swear and swear till you're blue in the face, but it won't put the whiskey back in the bottle. Cracking song there from Martin Lennon, Scottish singer, songwriter, No More Whiskey from his album Fish. Just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to play you a track from another forthcoming album. This is from the great blues harmonica player and Irish pipes player, Mac Walklate, who plays in the band House Devils, as well as being a solo artist in his own right. He's made an album with a guy called Dr. Tom Atta. The album is called Sea of Blues. And from it, this is his own song, Matt's own song, called The Sun Never Shines. Matt describes it as a sort of Delta blues thingy. I think it's great.
Following the signs, but I've run out of time. Running out of time, but it's leaving me behind. Behind every trouble, there's a thousand waiting in line. Hanging on the line, but the number isn't mine. The mountain is mine, but it's just too high to climb. Climbing in a bed with worries on my mind. I don't mind if I get another drink or wine. A whiskey, beer, and wine could mean down in my prime. But the bell don't ever chime. Well, looks a blind lady, but she can be unkind. Well, my kind of woman gotta know that I've been trying. Trying to keep it clean, but it has lost its shine. And if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. If the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. And if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. If the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. But if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. But if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. Well, if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine.
Yes, The Sun Never Shines, Mac Walklate and Dr. Tom Atta from the album Sea of Blues. Cracking stuff it is too. I'm looking forward to when that comes out and achieves full fruition, as they say in Barnsley. Just got time for one more track, and I'm going to play another one from the wonderful CD called From the Lion's Den, which is all the people who play at the Settle Folk Sessions every second and fourth Thursday of the month. The Settle Folk Festival takes place this weekend coming from the 30th of August, 31st and 1st and 2nd of September. The CD is on sale via the website and all the funds will go to next year's festival. Well, from the album, this is another local band, the Batty Moss Band, named after a moor at the top of the valley, top of Ribblesdale, where the Ribblehead Viaduct stretches its way, the Settle Carlisle line making its way north across the bogs and the hills of the Yorkshire Dales. Well, the Batty Moss Band are a well-known local dance band, played for Cayleys and also just for the crack of it. And this is their version of the Shepton Mallet Hornpipe, and a wonderful tune which comes actually from a recording of Fairground Roundabout music in the toy shop. Just kick the carpet back, get up and have a bit of a leg round the kitchen to the Batty Moss Band. Thanks ever so much for listening. Look after yourselves. Ta-ra.